Yo, Pauly, kiss that birthday gift goodbye. This week, Sylvester Stallone announced he's concocting a new director's cut of Rocky IV, the 1985 installment of the film franchise in which America's heavyweight hero heads to the Soviet Union, that's a country that used to exist just below Finland, to fight the fearsome Ivan Drago and avenge the death of Apollo Creed. Spoiler alert, another beloved character won't make it. Not B.J. Lederman, who does our theme music. No, Seiko, the robot that Rocky gives as a birthday present to his brother-in-law, Pauly. Mr. Stallone says Seiko will be edited out of the new cut. J. Christopher Arison is already in mourning. He's a writer and producer for Cartoon Network's Adult Swim and joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We're going to hear a bit of Seiko's performance, if that's what we're going to call it. But why don't you remind us, tell us about this robot?
Well, this robot appears in Rocky IV, Out of the Dark. A song accompanies Seiko rolling into the room, and he actually says, "Happy birthday, Pauly."
"Please make a wish."
Pauly is at first kind of miffed by this gift, kind of perplexed, but by the end, he reprograms it from its gender setting from normal, as he says, to female. And in with a modern lens, it's maybe not the most tasteful thing or a dignified end for Seiko's journey, because Seiko, in real life, is a very useful robot at the time. It was a robot that helped kids with autism. And that's part of the reason why Stallone put Seiko into the movie.
So this was a real-life robot. Why did I not know that?
Yes. That's how, so Seiko was introduced to his son, and Stallone was so taken by it that he put him in the movie. I'm calling him Seiko, yeah. But Seiko is genderless, obviously.
I'm impressed by the fact that Seiko was invented to help people.
Yes.
I find that very moving, and maybe Seiko should have been in there to help someone, not just, you know, serve Pauly his beer.
The robot is very much a punchline. It's been parodied many times over the years. Probably the most famous one is in the show Family Guy.
Well,
you sound sad about this.
I am a little. Let's just put it this way. I'm very uncomfortable with people trying to rewrite history.
Right. Yeah, I'm curious what he'll do about the rest of the movie, because it's such a American jingoistic. You know, he fights the Russian, who is very much the Terminator with blonde spiky hair. And Rocky bests him on his home turf on Christmas Day, no less, and delivers this very stirring speech of like, "If you guys are like this and we're like this, and maybe together we're like this."
I just want to point out, Mr. Arison, that Rocky delivered that speech and 4 short years later, the Soviet Union fell apart. Huh?
You're not wrong. I think, you know, Reagan, Gorbachev, and Stallone should all take a bow.
Writer and producer J. Christopher Arison, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.